It's exactly 6:45, so you can meditate until about 7:30, huh? Then we go for breakfast. Huh? So just write the time is. I will help you off the light. Yeah? You don't worry. You go ahead with your meditation. can slowly, mindfully come out of meditation. It's 7:30, it's supposed to be your breakfast time. But before you break off, my wife yesterday told me, he said, the four foundations of mindfulness that I explained to one of the ladies yesterday is on Heart Sutra, short notes, page 101. The whole of the four foundations are described there, so you don't have to take down any notes. It's only where to look for it. Then appendix 6 is very important. Afterwards, remind me to go through with you on the training of the mind. Appendix 6 has everything. What is a trained mind? What is an untrained mind? Then how to train your mind? Then the other thing is also the three turnings of the Four Noble Truths. They are also there. Then importance of sati, mindfulness to walk the path of Dhamma. Then important advice to meditator. Remember, I always share with you all, don't try to know anything during meditation. That is a key advice. If you try to know, you know what are you doing or not? The thought is trying to know. The thought is interfering with the meditation. You need to completely silence. That's why the second advice is just silence the mind and let things be. Don't try to be a hero. Don't try to, must do this, must do that. That monk say, that book say, Brother Theo say. Actually, it's your thought interpret, not I say. I just say something that is very simple, but you use your thought to interpret. What you need to do is, you need to use your heart to feel. Well, this teaching comes from the silent mind. If your mind is not silent, you will use thought, knowledge, thought-based to interpret what I say. Then you will use thought to meditate again. That's why it's very difficult to break from thought-based meditation. Where you are so conditioned in using thought since birth until now, thought has been your only, more or less, only instrument to live life. Like the fish, they only know water, nothing else. You tell the fish there's another environment that is on land with air, no water. They say, you're crazy. Throughout their life, they are always in the ocean until they land on the net of the fisherman. And then they realize, what the wise one say was true. There's another environment which is without water. So within the field of thought, when the wise one tell you there is another world where there is only awareness without thought, where you can use awareness to develop the direct seeing and understanding of life and to be with the moment in this world without thought, and that is true living. You won't believe and understand until you witness it or experience it yourself. So this is how the advice come about. Then you just silence the mind and let things be. The understanding will arise on its own. So don't try to know. When you awaken, you will know. When sati dawn upon you, you will know. When the factors of enlightenment dawn upon you, you will know. Don't go and look for them. You just sincerely cultivate with faith. When you do it, then the conditions are fulfilled, everything will fall into place. Then the moment it falls into place, the form and mind will understand. It's not through the thought. The third advice is, the moment you are truly silent and relaxed, the key word is truly silent and relaxed, sati is already there. Understand or not? You don't have to do anything. You don't have to try to be aware, no need. You only need to be silent. That's why the moment you are truly silent and relaxed, sati is already there. This is a silent mind that can investigate into all phenomena. Then let the phenomena tell you the story. We are on page 171. Don't go and look for the story with your thought or Dhamma knowledge. This is a very important advice. a lot of cultivator, even after 10, 20, 30 years, even in and out of retreat, they still don't understand this. So these are very important. That's why in the note there I put, the pitfall of thought-based meditation is, one is limited by the instrument that one used to develop the meditation, hence the inability to realize the enlightenment which is beyond thought and beyond mind. One needs to inquire deeply to find out for oneself who is the meditator. If it is the thought which is actively doing all the noting, labeling, chattering, and trying to describe the Dhamma, and trying to develop the meditation, then that is not the silent mind. The real Dhamma can only be realized when you are truly silent. Remember the drop from nothing, silent. Just the condition you hit, boom, the sound arises. Where does the sound come from? From emptiness it arises. Your nature is same, empty, nothing. But from there, the mundane mind, the phenomenal world, everything come to be. That's why from zero come one, one comes infinity. So this wisdom is very penetrative and very, very difficult to penetrate if you use your thought. If you don't use your thought, it's pretty easy. Then you can understand easily. That's why animals are more sensitive. They can feel, because they don't think so much like human beings. They are not so cunning. They are not so what they call vicious, deceitful. They are very simple creature with very simple thought process. And they have what they call filiality and all. Like the dog, you feed them. They can feel your kindness. Then you are sad, like the cat, your pet. They can feel you. They come near you. Understand? Yes, they know the owner is not happy. That's why a lot of these rich people, they like to keep pet because they are better than human beings. So this is the reason. Okay, the rest we will go through later. You can go for your breakfast now. Then towards the end also, you got the five ways to overcome unwholesome thought. Page 171. They are all together, the three turning everything. Then, all the Dhammanupassana also there, the five ways. Okay, now you can break for breakfast. Then I see you back here after your break is about 8:30, morning chanting and reflection. Okay, 8:30, I see you.